بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يفترض الفتين طارق سبحان الذي أسرى بني إسرائيل. In the first ayat, reminds of the miraj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala uses the word Subhan al-Ladhi, Subhan, to show us that whatever events is going to take place before that, Allah Ta'ala is showing us that He is free from all defects. He is free from all kind of faults. In other words, He is so perfect that now that you listen to the incident that will take place, you will not have any doubt at all. That's why he used the Subhan, Subhan al-Ladhi. When we read Namaz to Subhanallah, Subhanallahim, we should have in our hearts when we read Namaz that Allah is free from all defects and faults. Allah is pure, 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 pure. More than pure, the pure that you think is. So the event that is Subhanallah Aswa bi Abdihi. He said, Allah Ta'ala said that I've taken my servant. I did not say I've taken my Rasul. Allah Ta'ala loves the word servant. In other words, we have to live like a servant in this world. Servant means that you don't have any pride of any kind. Servant means this much, that whatever duty is given to you, you do it happily. Whether you enjoy doing it, you don't enjoy doing it, you do it happily. Namaz also, you do it happily. In namaz, you get different conditions of a person. Sometimes he enjoys it, some kind of different feelings in it. But his concern is not the feelings and enjoyment, his concern that he must be happy. He must be happy. So you do it happily, no matter what it is. Not that you want to do certain times, you don't do certain times. That's not a servant. A servant is a person whose duty is 24 hours. Duty, 24. You're not looking for any payment. If a person goes to work, he looks for payment, he's got time. Certain time to certain time. Here, this is a servant who is free on duty 24 hours. When he tells you now, wake up this time to read for Fajr Namaz, you're up. In other words, that is called a servant. That whatever he's been told to do, he does it, he does not question. Not that the time when you want to enjoy the namaz, then you go to the masjid. You don't enjoy, no, I don't need namaz. You don't go to the masjid. You go to masjid when every condition of yours, you don't want to go at that time, get more reward. Because the time you don't want to go at that time, you keep being more happy. The time when you want to leave namaz, the possibility is being for your own egos and desires. Because you've got a feeling to go to the namaz. Not that you don't get reward, but you get 100% reward at the time you don't want to do something of Allah's command, and you do it. Then you don't want to wake up of Fajr Namaz, you want to sleep. Sometimes your eyes just open between Fajr Namaz, that you went quickly to the masjid. That you cause your eyes open. But now the time you do, your eyes, you got the alarm on, and you put you off, and you say, let me go off. Instead of waiting, let me wake up. Now you, no matter what happens, you wake up to go to the masjid. That is kamal. Because you don't want to do something and you do it, but Allah's command. Not committing sins. Sins you don't commit at all. Just to tell you that who is a servant. A servant is he who is on duty 24 hours. He was on Buzruk, you know, he was on flight. He was on a Pakistan Airways flight he was. And he was in the first class. The first class, you get first class treatment too. So that person comes and hostels that alim that I've got the wine ready for you, yeah. He said, no, we cannot take it. Gently, you're the man. He said, why don't you have it? He said, no, you cannot. Then he said that, he said, Buzruk told him, why don't you have it? He said, he's on duty. He said, if you are on duty, we are in duty 24 hours. If you are on duty now, we are on duty 24 hours. In other words, not free to do anything. 24 hours, we're not free to do anything. We have to do everything what he says. A servant remains servant. Servant remains servant. He does not know what is the meaning of his command. It's only Allah's command he follows. Only follows Allah's command. So he shut him up in that way. So he knows. So this is what is called a servant. That we have to look at a servant. Servant does not know what is pride. Servant is not worthy. Like one Buzruk, you know, he went to one king, and the king asked him, what are you going to eat? He said, whatever you give me. He said, where are you going to sleep? Wherever you give me, please. He said, what is this? He said, servant does not have anything that he needs. He needs whatever he's been told to do, he'll do it. Whatever Allah Ta'ala tells us to do, we'll do it. Whatever Allah Ta'ala not to do, we're not doing it. That's a true servant. So that is now on the Miraj, the whole issue. I'm not going to give the Miraj story. You always listen to the Miraj story, what's going to happen there. And he had to show us this much, that this happened. This is an incident that took physically. Physically. Not that in a dream or anything. Physically, he went to Siddhartha Muntaha, and again from there, he even spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we know all those things. So we must have this belief in us. So therefore Allah Ta'ala subhanahu wa ta'ala, that before you even start listening to an incident, remember, I am free from all defects. I am pure. But so whatever you listen to, you can listen to him and accept it wholeheartedly. That's our iman. In certain ayahs from the Quran, it was written there, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. This is a very important ayat. It is that after my command, after following, making ibadat, my ibadat, Allah says, must be kind to your parents. This is something you must know, that many people, they've been reading namaz, they may be reading talawat Quran, they keep in fast and all, but not kind and respectful to parents. You have to be respectful to parents. Respect to the parents, respect of the wife is one side, respect of parents one side. Does not mean when you respect your parents, you forget to respect your wife. Everyone's rights have been put in his right places. But respect of mother is very important. When Sahabi asked Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the duties of a parent, to one's parents? He says, Jannat and Jahannam lies in the hands of the mother and father. It's how you spend the time with them, how show obedience to them, that's how you get everything. So that's why Allah says in the Quran, when they reach old age, young age, they were looking after you. They were looking after you when you're going through all the hardships. Man forgets his reality, that when he was young, how his mother and father looked after him. When he was going through hardship and difficulties, what the mother and father not do for them. When they go big and little bit money, they got extra money, or little bit they got some status, they forget the mothers and fathers. So remember, if you're going to do that, Allah Ta'ala says, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَ الْكِبْرِ فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. You do not have to say oof. Do you know what the meaning of oof? You cannot even say your mother oof and father oof. In other words, don't look at the face at all, you look down on the ground. The fear must not look at the faces, that we could cause more harm to you. So that you give them respect. That person who looks at his mother with muhabbat, he got a sawab of kissing Hajj Aswad. Hajj Aswad, what a big thing it is. So this is very important, that how to take care of our parents, to look after them, show respect to them. One side, respect your wife. One side, respect your father and mother. Everyone's respect remains in its place. Then Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran of this much, that وَلَا تَقْرَبُ zina. He did not say, do not commit zina. He said, do not go near, those things will cause you to commit zina. Allah Ta'ala said, don't commit zina. He said, do not go to those things will cause you to make zina. In other words, those things which cause you to make zina, keep away from those things. For example now, don't go, a woman and a man must not be in one place together, alone. The third one is shaitan, so you keep away from them. Now unfortunately, the thing that they look at upon the rest of what they do, Allah is pardon for me. I'm frightened to say it, but what must I do? The Muslim has gone to that extent. Look at the pawns and all the filth that they're looking at, that is called zina. Then the zina of the eyes, you call it. The person looks at a woman. You're looking at a picture today, they don't look at news, they look at views in the papers. They look at all the filth there, and what things may be going on, Allah knows. So the eyes, and Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا zina. Do not go near zina, means these are the things you will keep away from. Even that woman that is strange to you, you cannot even drink from a water from a hand to. So how important it is that keep away from zina? Because zina is something that is a very evil act. It brings indecent in you. So that Allah Ta'ala says, then Allah Ta'ala taqrabun yatama. Then don't go near the possessions or properties of your orphans until unless you want to do good for them. Because once you go near the property and the population, and thereafter you cause more harm, Allah Ta'ala question you on that too. So if you go near the properties and possession of the orphans,
because they are still small, if they, that you want to take care of it and bring good to them, that is something else. But very few people do good for Prophet. That also Allah Ta'ala says. Then Allah Ta'ala also says this much, إِنَّ الْمُبَدِّيَ كَانْ إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. That means, in other words, do not become a person who is extravagant. Extravagance is a very dangerous thing. Man becomes fuzul kharchi, called fuzul kharch. He wants to live beyond his means and become extravagant. Where he is not supposed to spend, he is beginning to spend. He does not look after money. And once you not look after money, then Allah Ta'ala will take that money away too. Literally, many a time people now, because they are going through difficulties, because they are living a very high life. Now when everything goes away, Allah must protect us all. So once it goes away, then it's sad, you know. To reach, go down is difficult. To lead a normal life, not be extravagant. You must know where to draw the line. How to spend money. When you spend the money in the correct places, we are not supposed to spend money, not spend money. And you must teach our children also how to spend today. You know, sad to say, I get surprised when the children come to go to school and go to madrasa, what big notes they carry with them. I say, Ya Allah, what the fathers are doing to them. They have to teach them this month that they must carry that much amount of money. The mothers teach them how to give up to poor charity, but carry that amount, small amount, they must know about it. But the mothers, unfortunately, and the fathers, they want to spoil the children and become extravagant, and that is not very good. إِنَّ الْمُبَدِّيَنْ كَانِ إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. It's a brother shaitan to do all these things. So Allah Ta'ala must protect us from all these things. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever I said, Allah Ta'ala must give us the closeness of Allah Ta'ala and closer of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa laaqibatul muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salam. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ma'in. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد رحمتك يا رب.